Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On or about October 20, the Rutherford Institute wrote about America's breakdown, saying the following. This breakdown is manifesting itself in madness, mayhem, and an utter disregard for the very principles and liberties that have kept us out of the clutches of totalitarianism for so long. In New York City, for example, a 200-year-old statue of Thomas Jefferson holding the Declaration of Independence will be removed from the city council's chambers, where it has presided since 1915. Despite Jefferson's many significant accomplishments, without which we might not have the rights we do today, he will be banished for having been, like many of his day, a slave owner. All across the country, from California to Connecticut and every point in between, men and women who have worked faithfully and diligently at their jobs for years are being terminated for daring to believe that they should not be forced, against their conscience or better judgment, to choose between individual liberty and economic survival. Conveniently enough, the government, corporations, and the pharmaceutical company have been shielded from liability with blanket immunity laws. And then, in Pennsylvania, a man traveling on a commuter train harassed, assaulted, and then raped a woman over the course of 40 minutes and more than 24 train stops, while fellow travelers watching and filming the attack did nothing. Not a single witness called 911. Not a single bystander intervened to help the woman, despite the fact that the man was outnumbered and could have been overwhelmed by those on the train. No collective effort was made to ward off the attack. Only when it was too late, when the damage had been done and the train had pulled into its last stop, did police show up to intervene. This is madness. This is how freedom falls and tyranny rises. Authoritarian regimes begin with incremental steps. By bit, the citizenry finds its freedoms being curtailed and undermined for the sake of national security. And slowly, the populace begins to submit. Historically, this failure to speak truth to power has resulted in whole populations being conditioned to tolerate unspoken cruelty toward their fellow human beings, a bystander syndrome, in which people remain silent and disengaged, mere onlookers, in the face of abject horrors and injustice. We can continue to spout empty political rhetoric about how great America is, despite the evidence to the contrary. We can zip our lips and bind our hands and shut our eyes. Evil happens when bureaucrats, governmental and corporate, unquestionably carry out orders that are immoral and inhumane, obey immoral instructions unthinkingly, march in lockstep with tyrants, mindlessly perpetuate acts of terror and inhumanity, and justify it all as just doing one's job. So far, this article. But this justification doesn't fly. Indeed, it has been used time and time again to explain the commitment of horrible crimes. I would recommend that you read our free booklet, Obeying God Rather Than Men, where we are addressing this topic. But all of what I have just talked about is just the tip of the iceberg. What about the countless abortions sanctioned by the government? What about unjust court decisions or the refusal of the Supreme Court to even hear, let alone decide, crucial legal matters depriving people of their freedom? What about the government or the FBI engaging in conduct which many feel is not only unconstitutional, but also ungodly? And no court is holding them accountable, such as treating demonstrating parents in front of school boards as domestic terrorists, while refusing to hold a boy claiming to be a girl accountable for raping a girl in a girl's locker room. The Rutherford Institute wrote another article on October 5, lamenting the Supreme Court's refusal to intervene. And they said, police can claim qualified immunity for warrantless searches. Police can claim qualified immunity for warrantless arrests based on mere suspicion. Police can claim qualified immunity for using excessive force against protesters. Police can stop, arrest, and search citizens without reasonable suspicion or probable cause. Police can break into homes without a warrant, even if it is the wrong home. Police can destroy a home during a SWAT raid, even if the owner gives the consent to enter and search it. Now, just to be clear, we are not talking about defunding the police. We are not looked upon as some who are in the same corner of Black Lives Matter or the socialist left-wing agenda. That's not the point. But the point is that we are talking about the problem of qualified immunity. And some may say, yeah, but these are just isolated cases. Well, what if you are the victim? And they're not that isolated either. The question is, how does God look at it? Notice this indictment by God in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. Your iniquities have separated you from God. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. There is no justice in their ways. Do we have a responsibility as God's church to speak out against injustice in the land, to cry aloud and spare not, and show the people their sins and transgressions? Of course we do. Of course we do. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 8, we read, "Open your mouth for the speechless, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy." The bystander syndrome is ungodly. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death. If you say, surely we didn't know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it?" Let us not be uninvolved bystanders in the face of corruption, oppression, dictatorship, tyranny. And let us not ever support injustice and everything which is contrary to God's way of life. Let me close with this sober warning from God in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22. "I sought for a man among them who would make a wall, stand in the gap before me, on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one." Thanks very much for listening, for watching, for paying attention. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.